You are listening to episode 170 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, the Furlough Bros 2014 Post-Dictions.
Of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is December the 28th, 2014. I'm Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my Santa sighting brother, James Furlough.
Yeah, that's right. You want to know what he brought me this year?
I do want to know.
Cookies!
Oh, baby. Those are basically all gone. Is that the first of three bags? Okay.
It's just the first. Yeah, so for Christmas, for those of you who don't know, Matthew baked me some cookies.
Yeah.
And I've been eating them. They are, what are they? They're coconut, chocolate chip, deliciousness.
They are macaroons.
No, macaroons, that's right.
Salted caramel macaroons. They're literally have salt and caramel and chocolate chips and condensed milk.
And macaroons. And
macaroons, yeah. They're good. They're delicious. Thank you.
It's good.
I appreciate that.
I also
Merry
made sure
Christmas.
To... Merry Christmas. I also made sure to stock up on eggnog in the store because I know that that's coming to an end pretty close here.
Yeah, I had enough eggnog that one weekend. I've steered clear of this stuff ever since. Cause,
that's what I've heard.
Good Lord. I got some cool gear, some cool swag. I got a PlayStation stuff, which is nice. You're not looking.
Energy?
Oh, yeah. What?
What's
Far Cry?
What?
Far Cry?
It looks like energy. But I'll believe you.
Yeah, but it's Far Cry, though. that one's fun because it's just a cool game. But the one I'm most excited about, and I would pull it off and show it to you, except it's all set up, is I got my PlayStation camera, which most people that are PlayStation fans are like, that's super lame. Why are you excited about that? Until you remember the fact that it's going to work with Project Morpheus, which... we will be talking about next week, presumably, which is Sony's VR solution. And so we'll talk about this more as the week goes on. But this is as part of my holistic solution to my video game stuff. It was a necessary component, and came in the old Santa bag this year. Very excited about that.
Cool. Which, P.S., by the way, I think I finally convinced Jesse that we should get a television.
Nice. How'd you do that?
I asked really nicely. And it was like, I think we should get a television. She was like, fine, do whatever you want. I went, oh, really? All right. So, you know, annoyance.
That's
I wore her down. That was my strategy.
Hey, yeah, it's a key to a good marriage, or so I'm told.
She was like, you just can't get a television until the kids' room and garage is set up.
Ah.
It's like, oh, I'll call your bluff. I'll get those done.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
We'll see if you can get that Xbox when you finally get your puppy too.
We're not gonna worry about that.
You know, first things first. I got you. I won't bring that up.
Yeah, that's kind of a sore topic.
Right? Oh, man. So you want to know what makes you feel really old, James?
Go ahead anyways.
So I had my 10-year high school reunion on Friday.
Bam. How was it? Yeah. Was it amazing?
It was awesome. It was actually really good. So I was chatting with a girl Saturday morning. And saying how, and she was making the comment of like, you know, it's kind of cool how there wasn't any real, like, you know, 10-year reunion drama. There wasn't anybody fighting. Everybody seemed to be getting along. Like, everybody seemed really happy to be there. Everybody seemed doing really well. It just kind of like avoided the whole drama thing. And I was like, you're sitting here talking to me Saturday morning, the night after the reunion, and we're going on a date Monday night. So, I don't think we avoided all the drama, but that was awesome. And the best part about it, it's a girl who turned me down to prom.
Really?
Yes. So
you're living a dream, dude.
Oh my gosh, right? I'm feeling pretty good about myself. Feeling pretty good about myself right now. So it was a good weekend. I did feel awful for pretty much all of Saturday, though. That was I think I managed to squeeze in the hangover of the year right there at the end.
Congrats, I think.
I'm not proud of it. It's just, it happens. You have to acknowledge these things so that you can prevent them in the future. That's sort of how it goes. But, you know what? We're not here to talk about what we did 10 years ago or even 10 hours ago, James. We're here this week, like every week, to talk about technology and the continuing corporate opera. And by that, we mean the soap opera of corporations, dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and, of course, the technology they're developing. But before we get into the heart of the show, James got a short disclosure, an important disclosure on a week like this to throw your way.
I work for HP. However, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions. Dude, also kind of like big news for me. I made the front page of the newspaper yesterday.
That's right. I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty sweet. It was pretty crazy. Big picture of us on the newspaper. Pretty fun.
Yeah, that's very cool. I mean, get all sorts of comments and stuff.
Yeah, we had like, I think I set a year-end record for number of likes.
Nice.
Might have been larger than the kid announcement.
Whoa. That's, you know what it is, weird. James? It's pictures. No, it's that's how the internet works, man. If you could have had a video of it, that would have been your most liked. That's how it happens, man.
Well, it wasn't a picture. It was an article. It was a link.
Yeah, but it had pictures.
That's true.
And as the saying goes, picture didn't happen.
Yeah. It was interesting. But anyway, so that's my other disclosure. Is like I'm world famous. No, I'm kidding. I'm not. But
I'm big on the internet.
I'm done.
You know what else happened this week is we get to actually see all the analytics from Facebook and how big our reach is. I wonder if that had anything to do with it, because I noticed our reach like quadrupled this week. It was ridiculous. What happened there? Obviously, we titled the show right last week. Anyways, what? Oh, if you want to follow us throughout the week, we're all over the social media. We're all in the newspapers. We're all over the place, man. You can find us anywhere. But if you want specifics, my Twitter handle is at Matthew D. Furlow. My Instagram handle, which is more important nowadays because it's a bigger social network, is NextWiggin4, NextWiggin4, like the movie Wiggin.
Which wasn't as great as it should have been, but still good.
Yes, which is appropriate. Yes, I agree. We should have had, you know what, it's funny I didn't do? I didn't put a go.
You didn't put a movie list, did you?
I didn't put a movie list.
Man, that's sad.
I know, we'll just have to sprinkle that in as they come to us.
Yeah, which by the way, I think I've been convinced that I need to go watch the new Jurassic Park movie in IMAX 3D.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard a guy, he watched a trailer of it, and he was like, this looks awesome. I'm like, all right, I'm in.
Okay.
Anyways, I am James Furlow on Twitter, on Instagram, on the general web. Search for my name in the local newspaper. You'll see me there. yeah, James Furlow. That's me.
Nice. So if you have been a long-time listener of this show, you're probably deciding right about now whether or not you actually want to listen to this episode, because it is probably the most exciting episode of the year, but it is also probably the longest episode of the year. Last year, we clocked in at, I think it was 3 hours and 15 minutes. And,
yeah, that's right.
And we did a little research. I did a little research, and I realized that the reason we did that last year was because we had CES coming up the next week, and it was just a timing issue, and we didn't really have time to dissect this episode any deeper. And what this episode is, for people who know, part of people who don't know, part of the whole reason we started the show is because we like to predict the future accurately. Predicting the future inaccurately is stupid and boring, so we only do it well. But we also like to prove that we predict the future accurately. So we do two sections. Well, three sections, really. We do sort of a what happened this year, just a brief recap. And then we do what we call our post-dictions, which is basically we take all our predictions that we did 1 year ago today and ask, how did we do? I'll give you the short-term answer. We did great. Missed some big ones. But on the whole, we did great. And then we usually follow that up with predictions, what we think will happen in the next year. But so that, you know, because we're merciful, we're not going to put you through that torture that we did last year of a 3 hour
and because CES show. Helped us out timing wise.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is we're just going to take a brief look back at 2014, ask what happened and how accurately did we call it. And then next week we'll be back and we'll be asking the question of what's going to happen in 2015. So if you want to know where to put your money in stocks, that's the episode to listen to.
Via the Robinhood app.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's the deal. Right. But news doesn't stop. So, in acknowledgement of that,
I want to start out with a quiz, actually. Just kind of fun. Keep it light and lively for the Christmas week here.
Right, I love it.
After, I guess, once you guys are listening to it. Technically, we're the week after Christmas, I guess. But anyways, this is... Where'd it go? There it is. Thank you. Taking your time. This is the which tech... What the heck? Just work. Oh, boy. This thing's not paying nice. Which tech entrepreneur are you? Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions here.
Okay.
Are you male or female?
I am male, I believe.
Okay.
Studies have shown.
Are you a dropout?
No, I'm not.
Do you code?
I do.
Okay. Where did you grow up? East of the Mississippi, west of the Mississippi, outside the U.S.?
West of the Mississippi.
All right. Where do you live now? Same options.
Same answer.
What is your initial funding strategy? One of them is boots without straps, which I think is weird. The other one is a pile of cash.
Ooh. Well, I can demonstrably prove that it is boots.
Boots. Straps. Okay. And you got to choose your weapon. An Apple looks like a MacBook Air. No, that's definitely a pro. Versus, looks like an IBM ThinkPad.
Well,
Windows or Mac?
Demonstrably Mac.
Okay, all right. This is going to be hard to do. All right. Which is most your style? All right. Here, I should probably...
screen share?
Yeah, let me figure out how to do that again. Screen share. All right. Start screen share.
So I got to pick one of the four. So one of them is a dude with a T-shirt. One of them is a chick with a T-shirt. One of them is a dude in a suit. One of them is a girl in a suit. What'd you do?
I don't know.
Where'd you go?
Okay, it's back.
The tie is a little bit much for me, but I'm definitely more than the T-shirt. So we'll go,
really?
Go with the... whenever we go to business meetings, I'm always up in like my buttons ups and, you know.
Wow. Okay.
We look
okay.
Nice. I know. We're not cool enough to wear hoodies to our investors.
Fair enough.
So we don't.
So which
the
one
guy,
are you
the shooting? Guy with the dude with the tie.
Oh, okay. Dude with the tie. Interesting. Yeah. All right. Are you over 30 years old?
I can no, I'm not. Thank goodness. No offense.
What business sector are you in? If none, what would you like to be in? Ooh. Media, hardware, software, or the web?
From a startup, software.
Software. What kind of college did you attend? I never went to college. A state university, an Ivy League university, a private school.
I went to a private school.
If you were a billionaire, what would be your philanthropic passion? Education, science, or music?
That is tough. That is really tough. Probably not going to be music, honestly.
All right, education or science?
Jeez, this is tough. You know what the problem is? I probably should choose education, but I'm a dork and I'm probably gonna choose science. That's gonna get me excited.
All right, you are. Steve Jobs.
I'm Steve Jobs. That's right.
He is credited as being one of the most brilliant minds of our time and a driving force of Apple's success. He also founded Pixar. So whether it's Buzz Lightyear or the iPod, you're probably familiar with his work. It's high praise to share so many things in common with Steve Jobs. You have a great eye for detail, and you're constantly striving to create products that people love.
That's right. I'm glad they could tell me that from a 15-question quiz.
Yeah, well, let's retake the quiz, because I got the same answer. All right, female, you are a dropout. You do not code. You grew up east of the Mississippi. You're still east of the Mississippi. You took on a bunch of money. You like PCs.
Yeah. Don't
all
me.
Right, we're going to go. Girl,
No. I'd go with the guy.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Are you over 30? Yeah. What business sector are you in? Hardware. What kind of college did you attend? Oh, an Ivy League. If you were a billionaire, what would your philanthropic passion be? Would we say music was kind of your no way thing? All right, let's see here. Julia Hart. So they do come up with different answers. That's good. She left her career as a television development executive to start Eventbrite.
All right. That makes sense. Right. You were concerned that this is one of those IQ quizzes where they everybody gets 135 or better.
Yeah. You are all brilliant. So brilliant. Yeah, it turns out it's not.
Thank goodness. Right, that's what I thought.
You're legit Steve Jobs. You're welcome. Congrats.
Yeah, I am. Once in a generation, one more time.
Well, me too. Which is not totally surprising, given that we have very similar backgrounds.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm over 30 and I chose a t-shirt. All right, anyways, that was the fun one. Now let's get to serious business.
Okay, so this is the one story I want to throw out this week, is that Google self-driving cars will be hitting the road next month.
Boom.
Like legit, the consumer version. So get excited about that.
And if you don't know what it is, search the oatmeal, Google driving cars. It'll explain it all to you.
Yes, it will. And the only reason I bring that up – what?
He had a fun little letter about it. He goes, honestly, I feel like I'm cheating on my Tesla even like talking about this and saying that I went on a ride in one. But it's pretty cool.
Yeah. The only reason I even felt like I needed to bring that up is because we get an A- on that prediction. I feel like the first week of July is okay. So let's get into 2014 in review. So last time we did this show, one of the things that I thought was really startling was how much had blurred together in the last couple of years. Like, I had no memory of, like, when things actually happened. I actually remembered what happened this year. I felt better about that. But I'm going to start out with the bad news, James.
Yeah.
The Niners are terrible.
Yeah,
they're
just
terrible. But they fired Jim Harbaugh, so the long national nightmare is over. And there's a chance
he still had a great record. I don't fully understand why he got let go.
I think it's because he's just he's poisoning the team house, whatever they call it.
So I was talking with a sports editor about this because, you know, I'm all in with the news and all. We'll see how many times I can find that. And he was saying the issue isn't Harbaugh; it's their general manager. He goes, he is the bad guy, and he's the one that Harbaugh was butting heads with, and. He goes, Harbaugh's a good coach, and he's probably going to do really well in Michigan, but it's the GM is really the issue that the Niners need to get rid of.
Well,
just put that out there. Just slide that on the table, seeing if you're going to pick up what I put down.
Well, you know what, James? I almost dove into sports talk right there because I just hear the complete opposite. But, okay, I'm going to not going to do,
Either way, they lost a Super Bowl this year.
Yes.
And now they're not even going to the playoffs.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, that being said,
right, no, that Giants are awesome. Year. That was like 2 years ago.
Huh? They didn't lose the Super Bowl. They lost the true Super Bowl, as everybody lost the Seahawks in the second round.
That's right.
But the other big news is the Giants are awesome. This is all Bay Area inside the Beltway sports. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see that I have a new San Francisco Giants hat because we won the series. Got to retire the last hat. Got to get a new one. So it's one of my Christmas presents. Very excited about that. But you know what, James? I'm done goofing off. Let's get right down to it. And I kind of broke this up company by company because that's how we do things. And there's a couple of big ones that we pay attention to a lot. And we won't start out with with Apple. We'll start out with Google. Google Glass seems doomed to be quagmired in just a quagmire.
Yeah.
It was not a good year for Google Glass. They, a lot of it, it, at the beginning of the year, they basically started out with saying Google employees stopped using them. They were being returned in droves. Just not a good time for Google Glass, and got completely overlooked at Google I/O, just ignored as a consumer product, which was a bummer for those of us who were hopeful that it would take off.
Yeah.
That being said, Google did have some cool things that they did. Number one, they bought Nest. That was this year. It was right at the beginning of the year, but they did that. They also announced Google Wear along with a couple of other things like Android TV.
They sold Motorola Mobility, right, this year?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that was this year.
Yes, correct. So that's officially a Lenovo company, a Chinese company. But they teamed up with them and launched the Moto X and the Nexus 6, which is basically the supersized Moto X. They launched Android TV, which is going to be the foundations of their response to the Apple TV.
Wow.
And that will be packaged in the Nexus Auto, which is their response to CarPlay, Apple's foray into automobiles. But I think the most exciting thing that Google did this year was the 360. I think to me that was the Android Wear and the 360.
That's not probably Lollipop and Material Design.
No. It was incremental improvement. It was important.
He's a hardware guy. I love it.
I know. It's the mechanical engineering me coming out, man. It's just
okay. So, I mean, if I'm reading this correctly, you kind of give them a pretty quiet year in terms of what they did from a innovation standpoint.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to say it.
Yeah, I would. Nothing super flashy. Nothing that we didn't kind of expect. I would say Android Wear was a pretty big surprise, and them buying Nest was actually not a surprise if you'd listened to our prediction show, but it's that specific company I think was a surprise. But the fact that they did something like that they bought a home automation company, not very surprising at all. That was sort of the trend that was happening with the Mountain View company.
Okay.
But across the freeway down at Palo Alto, Apple was having a year on their own. They had a complete fiasco with their Sapphire Classic.
By the way, I'm looking at all this, and this all happened at least the second half of the year.
Yeah.
The first half of the year, nothing.
For Apple? Yeah.
Yeah, for Apple.
Super quiet. Apple had a nothing of the first 6 months. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So CarPlay kind of was probably their biggest thing. The first idea of the March launch. So the iPhone was launched in March. The iPad was launched in March. They've stacked all of their big announcements and launching points into the second half of the year, and so it ends up being a very, very, very quiet 6 months, and then a very noisy 6 months. So part of that noise, the Beats acquisition, that was a pretty big buy. It was the same cost as the Nest, or it was actually more expensive than the Nest acquisition, although many would argue less important. They launched their new programming language, Swift, which was a big deal. And in Apple fashion,
was that this year?
That was that was just this year. That was WWDC this year. You know what's really crazy about that too is Google launched Dart this year, which was their new big programming language. It's kind of tie Android development together with like JavaScript web development stuff, and nobody even knows what Dart is. Part of that is the fact that Swift is at this point already being built into many full-fledged commercial apps, whereas Dart is still relatively early in its development cycle, and they're just, you know, unlike Apple, they're letting everybody know what they're doing. But you know, Apple has a magical ability to get words out that nobody else can. So Swift happened. They announced a watch. Finally, the hardware has been – it wasn't launched, but the announcement came. They launched the Retina Mac, the 5K Mac as it's been branded. They had a 7-to-1 stock split, and it made a lot of people a lot of money, even though it doesn't mean anything about the company whatsoever. And as I wrote in my notes, the 7-to-1 stock split, that means nothing and led to more meaninglessness. Then the other big thing that's kind of happened this year, and this is not something people are writing a lot about, which I think is interesting, but it's definitely happening, and I'm hearing more and more noise, or for lack of a better word about it, but just sort of the Apple is, their OSs are being plagued by bugs. It's really a badly fumbled launch. And they can compare it to Windows, Windows 8 specifically. And by comparison, it's not too bad.
Really?
But by Apple standards.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
It's like the fact that Wi-Fi still doesn't work for a huge amount of their user base. They're like, it just randomly drops them. And like, how is that going on? Like, how are things that fundamental that have been sound for so long suddenly huge problems? You know, and arguably it has to do with the whole, we added this new continuity thing, which, you know, okay, you added a new dimension and it opens you up to new problems, but it's a fundamental part of how the computer works. You can't just say, oh, sorry, that doesn't work right. And even their cheerleaders are starting to complain loudly about it. Mac Daily News to be,
yeah,
I think it's one of the biggest ones. But yeah, so that was kind of their year. They launched an iPhone, I guess.
Yeah, they did that.
Best-selling phone in its class. Well, I guess it's just the best-selling phone, actually.
It is a nice phone. I am very glad I got the 6 Plus.
That's what I'm told.
It doesn't feel too big anymore.
I believe it. I
do every once in a while, though. I do the belly move. I don't know what else to call it. But I'm trying to do something one-handed, and I will rest the phone against my belly in order to move my hand up to, you know.
Why don't you double tap the home screen?
Maybe I should say my big abs. I don't know. It's more convenient to move my hand 3 inches, put it up against my stomach, than it is to double tap and still try to. It just, you know, gives it a third point. and yeah. It feels more secure.
I understand that.
The double tap is it's an okay solution. It's not the best solution.
Yeah, I believe it. I absolutely mm-hmm. believe that.
But it's still I would still take it over the others.
Yeah. So yeah, pretty big a year for Apple. I mean, oodles and
pretty big second half. Yeah, yeah. Pretty quiet, but then they figured it out.
Yeah. They got their feet underneath them. And I think by and large, the other thing, the other kind of general trend is the idea that Tim Cook is okay as CEO. People don't seem to be as angsty about that as they were.
Yeah, he got all sorts of awards. Of course, yeah. Now he's like, oh, I don't know, when you come out in this particular time in society that we are in, you're not going to get hated upon.
Well, yeah, that's part of it. And it's unfortunate because I think, well, I don't know if it's unfortunate. That's not necessarily the right word. But I think it's one of those things where you're right, is it just blurs the lines. It's hard to take the criticism or praise super seriously because it is difficult to know.
And yeah, I mean, you're right. And that probably wasn't a fair statement on my point. There's a ton of confounding variables because, like I said, that first half, he did nothing.
Yeah.
The company did nothing. It was just quiet and tons of people were complaining and like, you know, off with his head. And then the second half, they did all this stuff, including him making his announcement. And, you know, all of a sudden people love him and Apple's great and he's doing wonderful.
Right.
It is very hard to say. We'll see what they say again in June of next year when, you know, they've gone 6 months without doing anything again.
Right.
Well, I guess they'll have released the watch, so they'll have that at least.
Yeah. That's a prediction, James. That's for next episode.
It seems like a pretty safe one to make.
Yeah. Well, technically, they've said they're going to do it.
I guess you got to have some of that low-hanging fruit to be able to say, oh, we got that right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we got one out of ten.
Bumps our score up a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. There's been a couple of things that are announced to happen in January that haven't happened yet. They've just said they're going to happen, and I'm counting those as victories. So, yeah. I'm counting the Apple Watch as a victory, and that doesn't happen until March.
Love it.
But okay. So speaking of a big first half, where Apple was relatively quiet, Microsoft was anything but.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, they were busy.
Yeah, pretty much right out the gate, they fired their CEO, / he stepped down. And they got a new one. They officially announced Satya Nadella as the CEO of Microsoft. Nokia acquisition that had already been underway, but it was still kind of asking the questions of what would that look like exactly. And so we found out exactly what that would look like,
yep.
That it would involve them pretty much ending all Android development, which wasn't shocking. They also have said that they want to move away from your low-end, your super low-end phones, but they're still manufacturing them. They're finishing out products that had been well under development. They didn't just kill them. They fired a huge number of people. which, sorry if you're part of that group of people. It's Lo Siento.
That's right. HP's in that group.
Merry Christmas. I hope it's a good one. I hope you got a job at Google or Facebook or Apple. They completely ended support for XP. It was a big deal. They've been keeping that product along forever, and it was kind of viewed as this real push to say it's time to move on to 8. 8 is the way of the future, so get on board or go find yourself another boat. And then promptly announced Windows 10.
The new boat.
Exactly. So they've just moved further, you know, moved far enough away where it's time, and they realized, I think, this is sort of a year of Windows 8 didn't work out the way they wanted it to, and so they're trying to figure out what exactly to do with that. And that has culminated in them completely skipping Windows 9 in their continued drive to have the most amazing naming convention of all time.
And it's working.
Yeah. They also did launch the Surface Pro 3, which didn't sell like gangbusters, but hasn't been a complete and utter disappointment. By Fire Phone standards, it's been a huge success.
Yeah.
True. And so it's, you know, they're trucking along. I think one of the big moves and why the biggest reason it's worth bringing up is because I think they finally figured out what they want it to be. It had been pitched as a tablet and kind of it's everything the iPad can't be is what had been pitched to us as up until the Surface Pro 3, when it was finally started to be pitched as it's everything that the MacBook Air can't be. And it allowed them to basically justify the higher price point, and the actual specs were more reasonable to compare for storage and overall processor speeds and battery life and how many USB drives. They finally decided that this is a laptop without a keyboard, as opposed to a laptop class tablet. And, you know, I don't know why that made such a big difference, but I think it helped in the whole vision of what the product is supposed to be.
Yeah, that's true. And I would just say in general, Microsoft did a better job this year of starting to clarify their vision and identity and where they want to head. You know, they seemed less like a company that was just floating along and subsisting or, you know, existing, I guess. And all of us saying, like, man, do you think they'll ever time it come when they crash? To a company where you go, you know, they might actually be doing something cool in 5 years. And, you know, it very much has that rebuilding feel to it now, which makes sense. They got a new CEO, all that stuff. That's what happens. There's renewed energy around that. We'll see if it goes the Yahoo route or the Apple route.
Yeah.
And that's yet to be seen. But I all that to say, there's a lot more, the feeling is a lot more optimism around Microsoft than there was at the beginning of the year.
One of the things I completely agree. And one of the things that they've done that I think has really gotten people stoked has been the developers just seem to be getting more excited about what they're doing, specifically in the realm of .NET.
Dude, you and .NET, you just like, you've got a thing for .NET.
I do. It's because it's a really cool piece of technology.
Yeah, you'll make fun of Adobe all day long, but .NET you love.
It's a completely different thing. It is completely different. That's like...
Come on, the big benefit is cross-platform development. That's Adobe's whole thing.
No, but one does it well and the other doesn't. It's all about execution. All right. I love Java because of what it is. I don't like Java because of what Oracle does with it. I love .NET for what it is, but I haven't liked it because of what Microsoft is doing with it, which is a very Oracle-esque thing to do. We're gonna keep it clamped down. We're gonna make it limited usefulness. And they're finally saying, look, it's a cool piece of technology, and it's only going to make sense if everybody gets on board and feels comfortable with that. And they're finally, you know. I once again, this is all predictions show stuff, but you know, the reality of it is it could overtake Java as one of your most important programming languages. And this is the only way it could happen. And I'm just glad to see that. So that's enough said about my pet, you know,
your little love affair with .NET.
Yeah. Yeah, so Microsoft had a really interesting year. Really interesting year. We'll talk about the Xbox when we get down to our gaming section.
Okay.
Because it just feels like a different company. I don't know why, but it just does.
Fair enough.
So then we move on to moving back into the Silicon Valley with Facebook. They had a heck of a year. I didn't remember that they bought Oculus Rift and WhatsApp this year. Not only did they buy Oculus Rift and WhatsApp, they did it like 4 weeks apart from each other. It was like boom, boom, just happened.
A quick succession there.
Yeah, and obviously those are, you know, those are huge. We don't even really talk about WhatsApp anymore, but it's because it's just, that's kind of the WhatsApps. That's like been their whole thing. The like all along,
yeah.
It's just been quiet, continual, relentless growth and success. I mean, it's just a good company. It's a, well, it seems to me,
WhatsApp?
I don't have to, so I don't, but
okay, yeah, me neither, which is part of the reason why.
You know what I've realized?
What US.
Well, what it is it's iMessages for Android, and kind of like an inner platform iMessages, is how people look at it, because it works, because unlike Hangouts is trying to be this as well, and they're trying to figure out how to fit all those services together to turn it into a single, you know, a single all-in-one platform. And Apple's solution is just to ignore every other operating system, which works well enough, I guess. But you know, if you're on Android or some other version of a phone outside of the which is primarily people outside of the U.S., it's an important piece of that ecosystem. And, you know, Facebook is doing well with that. One thing that they made huge strides in was sort of not necessarily disassembling the Big Blue app, as they coined it this year, but sort of taking the functionality in other apps as opposed to one thing that does everything. And there was a major shift in mobile strategy that they kind of started in 2013, but they turned it into Overdrive in 2014.
Yeah, they came out with Paper, which I really liked. Slingshot, which was
really dumb.
As much. They killed Poke. Did you download the new Stickers app this week?
No, I didn't. I don't even know what that is.
You know how they got the Facebook stickers that you can do in Messenger or whatever?
Yes.
Now you download a new Stickers app and you can add stickers to photos.
You know, the problem is, James, I'm not 15, so.
Okay. Fair enough. What'd you think of my dub smush though?
That was awesome. I did one. I'm trying to figure out who to send it to. It's kind of mean, so it requires me to be selective and well-timed about it. But I did so for those of you who don't know, Dub Smush is this cool website that allows you to basically record a video while a piece of audio is playing over it, so you can dub it. And James did the Merry Christmas, You Filthy Animal. Very well done.
Thank you.
But I did Gollum's You Have No Friends. No one likes you, which is one of my favorite quotes. Like when somebody makes fun of you or something, just throwing that back in their face is really, it's just sort of the wry witticisms that I enjoy. And so I've now got that like clip saved with me actually saying it, you know, as a dubbed over. So I'm very excited about looking for the proper opportunity to use that.
Okay.
But it's a cool app.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah. And
So the idea just in general is it's got a whole bunch of lines from tons of different movies and TV shows and cartoons. And so you can search, find one that you like, and then you record it over the audio like he was talking about.
I wonder if they're going to run into any copyright issues.
Yeah, that was the big question and unknown. Right now they're a startup, so no, they're fine. It's until they get funding that they're in trouble. But they were saying that they're all like under 6 seconds. And so, in theory, it's all under the fair use stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it's a gamble worth taking because,
yeah,
you know, worst case scenario, you shut down the app. Best case scenario, you have a hugely successful app, and you know, so I don't blame them for trying. Another big thing that Facebook revealed this year, along with buying hardware startups like Oculus Rift, was that they like to run massive scale science experiments on their appropriate. You're not supposed to do things like that without telling people about it. But never one to concern themselves with ethics. Facebook did it anyways. And, I still advocate that I'm okay with it, but I think whatever experiments that they're going to run in the future, they'll probably be much more hush-hush about it from here on out, because people did not respond well to this one.
No, they did not. Did you do the Facebook year-end thingy this year?
It's tough. What? It looks kind of interesting, but not interesting enough to actually take 10 seconds and figure it out.
Sorry, say that one more time. You were breaking up on my end.
Oh, sorry. I was just gonna say I don't know how to do it. Which for someone like me to say that, what that means is I saw it. It looks kind of interesting, but not interesting enough for me to actually take the 10 seconds to figure out how to do it. Did you do it?
Yeah, well, kind of. So Jesse did it, and then when you look at someone else's at the very bottom, it's like, hey, we made one for you too. Check it out. And so I did, and then I just chose not to publish it. Because it's just last year's was so much better because it was actually a video, and I felt like last year's was better. And this year's just like a string of photos and stuff and a couple updates. It just kind of felt like they went, oh my gosh, it's December. We need to put something together.
That's kind funny.
And it's kind of what you felt. And then there was this guy who he wrote a blog post, and it kind of went tech, you know, viral.
Yeah.
Kind of didn't go that viral, but, you know, within the tech community, people were like, oh my gosh. Where he was talking about the failure of the algorithm. And because his started out where, again, he was like, apparently he had a bad year. And he was like, no, I'm not at all interested in what Facebook thinks my year was like. And he would see others and he would just skip over them and whatever, didn't care about it. But then eventually Facebook said, like, in his newsfeed, it said, hey, we made one for you. You know, so it actually presented it to him.
Yeah.
And he said that, you know, right off the bat, it was a picture of his daughter who died this year.
Oh.
Yeah. And he was just like, really, Facebook? He's like, I know it wasn't intentional and you're not trying to hurt me, but this is what I thought was going to, you know, he's like, I could feel that was going to happen. And so he was just talking about the failure of the algorithm and how, you know, they start with this bias, really, that all you're going to do is share good news on Facebook. And so they're fairly safe to.
I just looked at mine because he told me how to do it, and not untrue. For me, at least, it's, you know, it's funny when they talk about the idea of Facebook's everybody's highlight reel, and that's precisely what mine was. You know, it's not that I didn't have problems this year, although I did have a wonderful year. I get that. It's an interesting dilemma when you're chronologizing
that sounds
your
right.
year. Yeah, you know, I'll throw enough letters out there.
Yeah. It was one of those where, yeah, it just wasn't as good as last year's. And you coincided with this guy's article that, you know, came out very shortly with it. And everyone was kind of like, all right, whatever. So I was just not. Anyways.
But this goes,
Facebook itself had a good year. Their little highlight reel would be amazing.
All right. Well, but then this actually goes back to the last point of this is my argument for why they have to test, why they have to do these large-scale scientific experiments, because they are messing with our emotions, and they know it. It's undeniable. Yeah. And so they have to go through, and, you know, it's actually funny. They were being lambasted for being irresponsible because they're playing with our emotions without us knowing it, which, okay, you know, maybe there's some level of ethics that needs to be kept. I can agree to that. But in principle, they absolutely should be studying their effect on us because they affect us. And that guy's example is a perfect example.
Yeah.
And if they're not allowed to look at that and ask that question, how can they know how to change the algorithm to not do that? It's a tough question.
That's a fair point.
And you know, I am empathetic with what Facebook is going through and what they're trying to do. Obviously, you know, when you got that much power, you're held to a pretty high standard. But in principle, I don't disagree with it at all. Mm-hmm. So speaking of coming,
like 10 minutes away from the hour mark, just so you're aware.
Okay, that's good to know because I'm through page one of my notes. Amazon. So they had the Fire Phone, did not fare well, as we mentioned. And we will talk about that next week, because I think I'm positive that that's not the drama of that part of the soap opera is not over, and I'm excited about that.
All right.
They launched Kindle Unlimited, which is their kind of their solution to It's their Netflix for books sort of thing. All of this part of this big push to get everybody onto Amazon Prime, that was what this year was about, pushing out services and connecting hardware and everything, trying to get you all to pay for that service. Cause if you pay for that service, you get all the cool stuff that goes along with it. And I'll be honest, James, every week that goes by, I inch ever closer to saying, oh, I should just do this, especially with shipping costs this Christmas. I really feel like probably would have been worth it.
Yeah. P.S. fun side note here. It turns out that lifehacker.com makes the majority of their money off of affiliate links like that, selling, you know, when they'll highlight products and deals.
Yeah.
That's how they make the majority of their money, which I didn't know that. It's kind of cool. And so what they showed at the end of this year was, you know, here are the top gadgets that you bought off of our site through our affiliate links. And the Amazon Fire TV stick thing was number one by far on Lifehack.
I am not surprised by that. And I know you scoffed at Amazon TV or at the Android TV that we talked about. But
yeah.
I think we are going to be talking a whole lot about that next year. And we will be keeping that powder dry, though. Very excited, but we'll be talking about it.
All right.
And also Amazon bought Twitch as more fuel to the Amazon TV stick fire. And just sort of, you know, going on and continued that relentless march to fill out their content. Tesla, they open sourced all of their patents this year. They gave away all of their intellectual property. Yeah, kind of a big deal. Felt very cool. Not sure exactly what it's going to mean for the future of Tesla, but, you know, it's Elon Musk. How could he possibly do anything wrong? He's Iron Man. They built a bunch more of their charge stations. They are going to build this or launch this next week. Next couple of weeks, their battery swap station. They fought for the right to sell in New Jersey and other various states and municipalities, which was kind of just
To party as well. I think that's an important point.
they fought for the right to party and to sell in New Jersey.
I was laughing at it. I thought everyone else should know about it too.
Yeah, I like to put those little gems in our notes every once in a while.
It's good.
They also broke ground in Nevada for their new Gigafactory building batteries. They also announced what their next generation cars are going to look like. And
you know, what's the difference? You know, a computer in your pocket, a computer on wheels.
Some point, they're basically the same thing. It's a matter of degree is all.
Yeah.
Samsung.
Now that I've been inside, and the main selling component is a touchscreen that's like an 11x17 piece of paper in size. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is a phone on wheels or a computer on wheels.
Exactly. Oh, yes, it is.
The Google Map is pretty awesome.
It's very awesome. Samsung had an interesting year as well. They can't sell a phone to save their lives.
Right way to put it.
Yes. Well, but see, the thing is it's like their mobile department's coming undone. They moved 500 engineers out of their mobile department into other departments. It's worth mentioning that they didn't fire them because a company that's in disaster, you know, that's really in
HP,
fires
them.
Yeah. precisely. You know, and they didn't feel the need to fire them. They just redirected their efforts. Of course, that could have been similar to what HP does, or unnamed companies, where they'll say on Friday afternoon, "Oh, by the way, you're living in Palo Alto, but your new office is in Texas. If you'd like to keep your job, show up there Monday morning."
That might have happened.
Yeah, and it might have been that deal, but you know, but the point is that they didn't necessarily fire them.
Yeah, that's
and,
good.
But like we've talked about, kind of the problem that Samsung's having right now is that they were making a bunch of money on the phablets. They were selling pretty well at the low. They were selling very, very well at the low end, and the only real competition they had was in the mid range. They didn't care because that's not what they were, you know, because they were making their profit on the high end and they were moving units on the low end and getting their name out there. And then Xiaomi and Lenovo came in and just curb stomped them on the low end. And on the high end, obviously the iPhone 6 Plus came out and has just dried up all their sales in that region. So now they had competition against Motorola and LG and all the
and
rest.
They're not going anywhere, but they definitely had probably not one of their better years.
I think what is interesting, though, is that outside of their mobile phone department, they're doing great. They're making deals. Their Sony TV or the Samsung TVs are really on the upswing, especially in the 4K/smart TV thing.
How would you compare them to Vizio, just to get your expert opinion?
So there's two different levels of TVs. There's your all it is an LCD with an HDMI plug-in, and then there's smart TVs. And Vizio is your low-end, all it is a HDMI plug. And they're whipping everybody. They're just doing great on the low end. But there's, like, no margins there. I mean, there is none.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about it from a – I'm thinking about buying a television standpoint. I'm low margins is good to me.
So, yes, most people, that's what they want. If you're thinking about a TV that does anything more, it's like Sony or Samsung just inked a deal with Sony this week where the whole PlayStation Now that plays PlayStation 3 and lower video games for a monthly rate, you'll be able to play it directly without any other hardware on a Samsung smart TV. And I've used some of the features of like the YouTube streaming stuff and kind of like I've used them and they're pretty cool. You know, I don't think they're necessary, especially if you've got like an Apple TV or a video game system or any plethora of other devices like I have. It's kind of overkill. But if you're going to get the Nexus TV or an Apple TV or anything like that, it sort of negates that whole idea. But I think of your smart TVs, they're probably the most alluring because they're the lowest cost, but they're very capable. You know, Sony's still sort of your stalwart, like of the super pretty screens. But they're also wicked expensive. So, you know, those are for the rich people.
Yeah. I'm still getting attracted by, there's a Vizio 4K television for like $800 or it's probably closer to $900. Just like, that is hard to ignore.
Right? I know the feeling. When you got the cash in the bank and you can just go and get one.
But I've learned, because I've been doing research here, I care about contrast ratio and brightness and viewing angle.
Yes.
And I feel like I'm missing one. But those are obviously size is important, I guess. But anyways, those are like the three big criteria.
Say, and I guess to round out this topic on Samsung.
Go ahead.
The reality of it is that they're also their components to vision, all their like their underlying, you know, where they make a ton of money is selling. Stuff to and so general trend kind of knew that was going to happen and it happened. More and more services came out with it, like Google and, you know, YouTube, Amazon, Netflix. They're all pushing that. More and more hardware is going out. Obviously, Vizio has got your sort of your low cost 4K TV. So that one seems to be happening where 3D stereo optics didn't. Bitcoin blew up. They had one heck of a year, man. It was like all of a sudden
everybody
and it just erupted and crashed and erupted and crashed, and that was a roller coaster. If you were on that,
it's currently in crash mode. They were saying of all of the 172 currencies in the world that are tracked, Bitcoin had the worst year. It lost the most value of all of the currencies out there.
That's unfortunate.
Some were even saying like it was bad enough that it may be the undoing of it. Just because they were saying like it lost 52% of its value or something this year.
Wow.
Just incredible sums.
The only, you know, and it's funny. I mean, as a cryptocurrency, it would not be shocking at all if another cryptocurrency came along that was more stable just because of its second. You know, it was the first follower.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't think it's going to be Dogecoin, where, although I really want it to be. but, you know, I could see your first follower that's taken seriously actually were stable and have a longer term future than Bitcoin could just because they were second. Radio Shack had a terrible year. They closed like half their stores.
Oh, it just hurts me.
Yeah, right in the nostalgia.
Not enough to go buy something from them.
Right? I still buy stuff from them, mostly.
I know. I went to Radio Shack over Thanksgiving with you.
That's right.
We ended up not buying anything because they didn't have what you needed.
Well, that's their fault. I gave them a try. Alibaba. Alibaba had their IPO this year, which doesn't feel like a big deal, except I think it's going to be a huge deal, and because just touching on predictions, I think next year is going to be the push into the Americas. And
have you noticed that they're showing up in Google searches more and more?
Yep. Yeah. It's starting. I don't want to blame them. I mean, it's the only way they're going to – I was about to say beat Amazon, but I think technically they already are. Star Wars launched a trailer.
That made it the most time. Nice.
It did. It was important. Foursquare divorced it. Split up into their recommended and fell apart this year. I'm sure you got my yo a couple of – like a day ago. It was basically me going, oh, yeah, Yo exists.
I still get Yos whenever it's going to rain.
That's cool.
Yeah, except for some mornings I wake up and there's like 7 Yos.
Well, you know, you live in Oregon. That's your fault, not theirs.
True.
Plane sharing apps aren't cool. Not going to happen. Lo siento.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Are getting better at growing food in factories. There were a couple of stories this year about that.
Yeah, that's right. That's cool.
And so the future of agriculture and horticulture is on its way. We also found out this year that nothing is safe online. Your pictures, your passwords, your credit cards. Literally,
we all knew it. We knew it. Now it's just kind of like told you so.
Yeah, proof was in the pudding. But, you know, whatever's there, it's going to get taken. Doesn't matter how big a company or how small of a company you are. If you're an individual or, you know, Sony Entertainment.
Using Apple Pay, I still love it.
Well, you know, they say that's one of the safest of all the insecure ways to do it. HBO is getting its own streaming service in 2015. They can't ignore Amazon and Netflix and Hulu anymore.
Smart.
So they're taking it to the street. They're going to throw in. eBay and PayPal have irreconcilable differences. They are also going Splitsville. They're untethering themselves as a company.
Hello?
HP can't stand itself with its breakups. Hello, James?
Oh, there you are. Sorry, I'm having connection problems for some reason. We'll blame my wife's computer.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Where'd you lose me?
eBay and PayPal have irreconcilable differences.
Oh, okay. Well, HP can't stand itself either, so it's breaking up with itself.
True. We did launch the HP Smart Mobility module this year, so that's cool.
You did. I'll be honest with you, James. This last week, I had some interesting conversations and with some really smart people, and
dude, it's totally you. You're breaking up. What?
Boy, have I got. But those are telling you, I'll turn down my internet, so my bandwidth, make it easy on you. HP is, I have opinions about HP's future, and true. I will share them with you next week. Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I want to hear them. But
yeah. I'll say this much. I think you're on the right side of this one. If that makes you feel any better. I don't think there's a good side, but if there's a better side, you're on it.
Hey, I don't necessarily have to win as long as everybody loses. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
Yeah.
We landed on a comment as humanity victory. We also saw evidence of cosmic expansion, which I totally got that at the time, what the evidence was and what it meant and how it was proof, and I have absolutely no idea anymore. That was one of those pieces of knowledge that I wrapped my head around and then...
Is that the Hadron Collider thing, right? Is that what
you were talking about? No, that was the... No. The cosmic expansion was we saw the background radiation that's proof of cosmic expansion or something.
Oh, yeah.
That's yeah, right. It was like it was like a really big deal not for like a particle. Day.
Okay.
Yes. God particle was last year, I believe.
Oh, okay.
And then
so last year.
Right. So we'll wrap this like last. We'll wrap up the what happened in 2014 with a little bit of video gaming. Wii U was a bit of a flop.
Tiny.
Really
small.
Didn't do well.
Apparently, you know, you could play like Super Smash Bros. With their players.
And it's fun, but you can also play Super Smash Bros. On your 3DS, and that's what I will be doing. I won't be buying a Wii U, and
that's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, I'm with you. I'm not buying a new one when I get my television.
I don't blame you. Xbox One lost some dead weight. They decided that nobody wants the Kinect, and although it was critical to being able to use the system, turns out they lied to us. And worse, it actually decreased overall performance because it was such a...
Well, that was the same as EA announcing that SimCity was going to have offline capabilities.
Right, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
Yeah, got it. So that was, you know, the only thing is that now the Xbox not selling terribly. It's finally...
Yeah, they were right.
It's picking up. Well, yeah, finally.
Like you said, price drop didn't hurt either.
Yeah, and then
did it.
And then Valve decided to delay the Steam machines till 2015, and seems like a great place to start with my terrible predictions of 2014. that did not happen. So that's what happened in 2014.
All right, good year.
That is what actually happened. Now we'll talk, and we'll probably have to move kind of quickly about what we thought was going to happen, and then subsequently grade ourselves. For the record, over the last 2 years, we've given ourselves A minuses, adjusted with curves, because we were predicting the future. Although we probably got around a C+, like just a straight grade, which is pretty dang good. So this year we'll have to do the same.
Depends on where you went to school, geez.
But, well, A, you know, D for diploma is what I've always said.
Yeah.
Man, I'm not gonna be able to make that joke with my kids. I'm gonna have to be really. It's gonna be a hard one to. I'm gonna have to wait till they're graduated. That's a long ways off. I don't have to worry about
that. You just gotta get some sort of caveat. D for diploma, except for you.
Yeah, exactly. it was different when I was in school.
Yeah. D's were good. Now they're horrible.
Exactly.
D's so, really equivalent of an A+.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like back in my day, if you got a 1600 on the SAT, that was really good. Whereas today, that's like horrible.
Exactly.
Just like that.
It's great
information. Coded with just enough truth that they're like, oh yeah, okay.
Exactly. So this is what we said would happen versus what actually happened. So
all right, I'm pumped. I'm pumped because so everyone knows, I did not go back and review what we said. So I will be experiencing this along with you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Lay it
so
on me.
First off, we'll start with Apple. We said it would be a new iPhone. We said it would be called the iPhone 6. Apple Watch will be reverse compatible with older generations of the phone.
So far, so good.
We said it would have a bigger screen, but we only threw out 4.5 inches. We did, because it was – what we said was the logic was – and we said they're developing two different sizes. Phone and a 4.5-inch phone. That seemed really clear at the time. We just thought they'd only launch one instead of two. So we were pretty close. And then we said that the 5C will get the internals of the 5S. So the 5C would kind of become your low-end phone. Totally missed that one. Just 5C, I think, was widely regarded as a failure, and the 5S just, stayed the 5S.
Yeah.
But we also said that there would be new levels of constrained supply with deals with China and just the bigger phone and everything. Sell records for sell record numbers of phones while setting records for how long it would take you to get a new phone.
Very true.
Nailed it. We said there will be a watch this year, period. Mm. We asked what it would be. What would it be? It's quote killer app. We said it would look beautiful. It would look awesome. It would be beautiful.
Check.
It would do health tracking, and we didn't necessarily mention anything in specific, but we said more than steps.
Yep.
We said it would do notifications. Yep. It would work fantastic with an iPhone. Uh-huh. Battery life would be paramount, and have an 8-day battery life. Missed that one. We said it would have a color touch screen. Got that one. We said it could. This was awesome. I felt great about this. So I could easily see it be an $800 watch. and we said they're developing a luxury watch. I said I would be shocked at less than $500. James thinks $500. James, they could set the price bait at $200 and sell a truckload. Matthew, they'll set the price high, lower it with the second gen. We also said it'd be 100% aluminum. And we said it would launch with iOS 8 in quarter three. So
missed on the timing, but everything else seems to be pretty true.
We did it again, the battery life.
Yeah.
I'm gonna eat my words on that one. I'm really, really optimistic about what they're gonna be able to do with battery life, like every time it comes along. No, it's time to get the 8-day battery life. Yeah, that was rough. That's okay. I think I understand better now, part of their holistic, what does battery life look like? And you just, what's acceptable, what's sellable? And then, I missed it. But we're seeing what's going on. I think price is really, we still need to see on the price. But, this, I think you're going to have a really expensive model.
Oh, yeah.
James, I think you'll be right, obviously, with the inexpensive model at $350, which is, same. We said there would not be a TV, like a big new quote piece of glass, as we described.
Boom.
We said there might be a 4K cinema display, but probably not. We said there would definitely be a 4K iMac, a Retina display.
Well, we were off by a K, but I'll still take it.
Oh, I'm taking that one hardcore because, and most importantly, there was absolutely no rumor of it. Nobody was talking about that. We just kind of came up with that one on the fly and said it totally makes sense. They're gonna do it. I feel like that one was extra credit.
Yes, I was just thinking that.
We said the iPad was we would get the A8 processor. It would get the Touch ID. We said it. The rumor of the 13-inch iPad. We asked. I said no. James said yes.
That was wishful thinking.
I know. Well, that's another thing that we talked about. We actually mentioned this a couple of times. What we thought was a prediction versus what we thought was wishful prediction. And you're more than welcome to clarify that in the past.
Post hoc. Yeah, it's fine.
We said Siri in the car would hit aftermarket radios by the end of the year. Boom, they did. We asked about a March release of a new product because that's sort of been on the rumor what would come in the March. We said maybe, but we had no idea what it would be, so probably not.
Nice.
Yeah, I know, right? That's pretty good. And then we also said definitively Apple obviously won't do anything with mobile payments.
Oops.
Yep. Yeah.
I bought something with Apple Pay yesterday.
I know. That one hurt the most because it wasn't even like most of the stuff we debate. You know, what do you think? Does this make sense? We talk through the logic of it, which is what's so fun. Where it was just like, we just treated no Apple payments as like obvious. Obviously, they won't do that this year.
Hmm. Fool me once.
Square, right? Apple TV this year, I guarantee it. Square, we said they'll go public.
They almost did.
They almost did. And that's just sort of, and we thought that, you know, kind of had to do with the whole, what we thought mobile payments was happening with Apple and kind of that whole thing. And yeah, it's just, you know, I'll give myself a D on that one. It was, I wouldn't say we failed completely, but we missed pretty hardcore. Facebook felt good about. We said it was a great company that we said it was a great tech company that we quagmired in, quote, just being there.
Yes.
So we talked about, the idea that Facebook will start doing other stuff that Zuck can tinker with. Because he's going to get bored. He is
sure.
bored.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
Yeah. He's not allowed to play with the, quote, the big blue apps, so he'll start doing other things. We said he would do third-party apps to play, or not third-party, but, like, we didn't really have a good word for what these side apps would be, so we called them third-party apps. But we said he would do more acquisitions, which he did. Said that there would be new innovations happening outside of the big blue app. We said that there'd be internally developed apps.
Awesome.
Exactly. We said they'd come up with, and they wouldn't just be acquiring outside apps like Instagram, but we said they would be doing internally developed apps that will fail because they're just copycats.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That was awesome.
So true.
Yeah. I was like that. This one was awesome. We said Zuckerberg really wants to do hardware, but he doesn't want to do phones.
Boom.
So he bought Oculus.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, that one's a solid. I'll give you. I'm giving us a B on that
what?
One because it's like,
B?
How do you guess?
A? Are you,
how do you guess Oculus? An A plus is you pick the right company in the right corner. Quarter. A minus is whatever. You pick the right company. But I felt pretty good about that.
That's smart. We said hardware and we said not a phone. Come on, yeah. You got to give yourself something for that.
That is pretty good. James, you said graph search will see iterative improvements. It's just going to get better.
True.
Yeah, Facebook will be viewed as just a utility. It's something that you got to have and got to use, and it just becomes more and more ridiculous to not have it, but it's not something people get really stoked on. Which,
I think that's true, but and I think some of the proof is that they don't talk about it anymore.
Exactly. And then we said they're going to focus on mobile, and a majority of their revenue will be coming from mobile by the end of the year, which...
And it's true.
Nailed it. So that... We just... Google? We did. So Google Glass, we said it would be sold to the public. You said it would sell for $500. I said it would sell for $350. I know. We said they had a PR problem, though.
Yeah,
by early 2014, it was really obvious, and we thought that their solution was going to be to drop the price and get it in as many people's hands as possible. We also thought that basically, like, the whole heads-up display, their competitors had a huge advantage if they had niche things that they were trying to do. Mm-hmm. And if Google Glass really wanted to win, they had to stop trying to be all things to all people and find an itch and just excel there to work on the technology.
Instead, they just stopped trying.
Yeah, nice job.
They missed part two of that statement.
Yeah. We said, Andrew, they said they would build, they'll build hardware-specific cool features, no sweeping OS changes.
Whoops.
Well, yeah, whoops. But, you know, it's a paint job change, which I guess we made a big deal about.
Android Wear.
Well,
hardware specific. I don't know. Maybe that's interpreting it differently.
I guess the context of, so we completely missed Android Wear. Totally missed that one, I would say. Like, that happened and we didn't even see it coming. I think it's because we were pretty well sold on the Google Glass bandwagon. But from like a hardware from just core Android for the phone and tablet, what we said was basically they're going to continue this iterative thing, or like they're going to I keep throwing out iterative. It's like the word of the year. They're going to keep progressing down this path of bringing everything together and having one piece of software that works for all of their hardware.
We said if they want a lollipop.
Exactly. And we said if they wanted to come out with any cool new like software solutions, and if they wanted to do anything really cool with software, what they were going to do was they were going to build it as an app specifically for pieces of hardware. So like your new camera stuff, everybody who's playing around with camera things, that's not an Android feature. If they wanted to do anything, that's where it would come for cool new Apple competitive features, I guess is kind of what.
Which, and again, I think Android Wear describes that very well, where I don't know what their open source stance is on that, but it's very, at least to me, it's very clear that they went, no, we own this one. This is Google experience if you're going to use it. And sure, there's some customization, but it's us. It's not open source like Android's open source. Maybe I'm wrong and I misread the fine print. But
I completely agree with you.
They're at least not advertising it that way like they did with Android to begin with. Huh, interesting. Man, we did not do well with Google. They've totally fooled us.
Well, that's all right. We predicted that Gmail was going to stick around. That seems
Wait,
like...
Wait, we actually said that?
We actually said that.
That's weird. Why would we say
but
that?
But you got to remember that in 2013, the beginning of 2013, we asked, what is Google going to get rid of this year?
Oh, yeah.
Because
right.
They already get rid of something. And we joked, well, they get rid of Google Reader. And then they got rid of Google Reader.
Huh?
Yeah, and we were like,
Google, come on, guys. I didn't want to be there.
I know. That one was terrible. And so we were joking, and we were like, well, they won't get rid of Gmail. And then they came out with Google Inbox, and like turns out it's only because the engineers rioted within the company that they didn't get rid of Gmail and replace it with Inbox. I mean, that was like horrifyingly close to being right a second time.
Wrong thing. Oh,
yeah,
man.
Exactly.
What's wrong with Google? They like, I hate to put it this way, but like our forecast was much cooler than what Google actually did.
I know. I completely agree.
Man, in retrospect, you're just kind of a letdown for me.
Yeah, it kind of is for Google. So we said Google Plus, they wouldn't make any big changes. I think we underestimated how true that would be.
Yeah.
The idea was Facebook's not going to do anything big with their social network. They're not going to come out with a new feature, so Google won't try to replicate it, was the logic behind that. I don't really think we understood quite how, like, the fact that it's at the edge of abandonment. Like, we didn't get that sense, although we definitely conveyed the idea that Google's not excited about this product anymore. And I think we're going to have to make some pretty bold predictions about the future of Google Plus next week.
Oh, man.
So, okay. Yeah, steel yourself for that.
I got to study up. It sounds like, you know, at least this is interesting. I mean, clearly dialed in very well on Facebook and a lot less so on Google, which is I'm trying to figure out why. Was it just they are that sporadic and unpredictable, or were we just off? You know what I mean? Who's at fault here?
I think Google is in classic Google fashion. They're willing to run an experiment until it's not working. Whereas these other companies are a little more cautious about failure.
Yeah, I guess that's
whereas
true.
Google's willing to say, we think this is until it fails, and then go, well, I guess it wasn't important. And it's kind of like Google Glass. We thought that they were invested in making it a success, and it turned out that all it had to do was fail, and they would completely give up on it. Whereas companies like Amazon, you know, I'm very confident that we'll see the fourth generation of the Fire Phone. I have no reason to think that
I mean,
won't.
You listen, and it's interesting. Like, you know, they were interviewing Bezos about all of that, and he goes, look, companies make bets and do experiments all the time. He's like, I'd much rather lose. I mean, this sounds weird, but he's like, I'd much rather lose $100 million on this deal and learn something so that the next $100 million I invest isn't a failure. He goes, instead of just sticking with what my core thing is, and then when it's time to move, I have to make $1 billion bet.
Yeah.
He goes, and that's not what I'm going to do, and that's what the Fire Phone is. But which sounds very similar to the Google mentality, but you also know that that next $100 million is going to be spent on another phone. Whereas with Google, it's something completely different.
Is I think they're just more erratic. And the other big part about this is that this is like your first full year with what's his name? Larry as the CEO. It's Larry, right?
Yeah, I was kind of wondering how much that played a role. Because I remember Google Plus was kind of Eric Schmidt's thing.
Right.
Less involved in the everyday stuff and all that.
I think there's just a lot of – I think that has – you're seeing these – big projects move around because they're reshaping the company the longer that Larry Page is there. And
okay.
So it makes it a little bit of a moving target. But
makes
I think we can do better
next week. But okay.
Right. We said Google Chat goes away completely and becomes Google Hangout. Clearly
Boom.
Nailed that one.
That was easy.
Matthew's hopeful prediction. Google will make a car, and they will make an announcement about it.
Ah.
James said no. I just want to let you know, James.
Nice.
It was hopeful, but I got that one just right in the nick of time. And that was like I wouldn't have even brought it up if it weren't for the fact that I had that one going for me.
That's awesome, man. Good job.
Thank you. And then Google Fiber, they're going to come – they're going to – more cities.
Yeah, you know. Kind of true.
Yeah.
Slower than we'd like, but happening.
It's slowly. Samsung, we predicted this. They still make a ton of different phone styles. They'd make something curved. Nailed those two. Samsung will keep making cheap, quote, plastic built phones. I was convinced they were going to make a super high-end aluminum phone at first, and then you were like, no, that doesn't make any sense. That's not their business. So I was like, you're right. I agree with you. And turned out you were right. We said they'd make another watch. It's going to be better because they'll drop stupid features. didn't think it would be worth the money yet. And we said it would work with a lot more phones. That seemed to be true. We didn't see Android Wear coming. That kind of changed the game. Obviously, the Moto 360 was I still think the biggest success in that market.
Yep.
And we said they'd stick with the phablet, but they wouldn't have a big push into tablets. So had their number there, got that one pretty dead on. BlackBerry, and honestly, the only reason why nowadays, like this last review, I was a little bit nicer to them is because I realized they're going to be around for a long time, and so just hating on them for irrational reasons is not necessarily a ton of fun. But last year, all I wanted to do was hate them. BlackBerry, we were split on this. James said the company is done. They'll sell part of the company, probably the hardware part. We said their market share for hardware would go to 0%, and they would no longer be making hardware, was what James said.
I got really close. I got really, really close.
You got really close. I said Canada decided to keep BlackBerry around for political reasons. And as such, they won't file for bankruptcy. They're going to try to keep the jobs in Canada, and the name will stay around if nothing else, but it'll be a shell of its former self.
You were more right.
The problem was what we did last year. We did both. We've done this for 2 years in a row. We looked at their financials. I originally wanted to say that BlackBerry was going to be gone by the end of 2014. I mean, by the end of 2013. And you said, no way, they're making too much money, they'll stay around. And then at the very end of 2013, so last year, they were losing money like crazy. I mean, just bleeding money. And it was like they would have been out of money in 2 years. And you said, how can they not file for bankruptcy? They don't have any money. And so I was like, oh, that's a pretty good point. They will have to deal with that. So I think it's interesting that it's hard to tell what BlackBerry is now, because it is just – it is nothing of a company. Like, I it's really started to settle in for me that if it weren't for the fact that they – the history of the company, we wouldn't even know what that company was. That's how small it is. It's just some random tech company in Canada that doesn't do anything.
I also think it's just – yeah, I'm agree with you, man. Like you said, if it wasn't for the history, who cares? You know, it'd be kind of like Kodak.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, whatever, you know. They do film stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, they're gonna build a phone. They just announced that.
You know, and speaking
of,
it further reinstates that the mobile phone market really is a 2-horse race. And I was reading an article about that this week that was talking about how this one guy was like, you know, it's gonna be a breakout year for the Firefox phone and the Amazon phone and Windows phone, and it's like, this will finally be the year where we see a bunch of others, you know, really contributing and taking market share from the big two. And it was more like the complete opposite, where it was really just Android and iOS, and it's really just those two. And if anything, everyone took a step back, and anyone who took a bet on the Windows phone is kicking themselves going, oh, geez, I made a mistake.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. I literally, before this conversation, before I got on the air, I was talking with someone who's over at my place, and they have a BlackBerry phone. I was talking them out of that because they're like, I really like my BlackBerry phone. I was like, that's because you really don't know what the other options are. Trust me. And I think I talked them into at least upgrading to a new Android phone, if not getting an iPhone, because it's just the options are there.
Oh yeah, and it's so I'm with you.
For Tesla, we had the idea that we said the cheaper car would come in 2015. I think Tesla had already made that announcement, so that wasn't that big of a deal. But I'm taking credit for it. That's a solid A. So they'll keep making more money, and they did. You know, a lot of times people like to come in and, you know, bash them for not making very much money, which is true, and not selling very many cars, which is true. They're still, like, you know, you still have to realize, okay yeah, but they're building, like, super luxury cars that are, you know, pioneering a new technology. It takes a little bit of time. Give it a second. And then we also said the Hyperloop would keep moving forward, which thankfully it has, because it's a better idea than its competitors. So, you know, nothing too exciting coming out of our expectation for Tesla, but they kind of set the pump for that, and we just said, yeah, they're not going to shock us. So if we want to get a little bit froggy about what we think is going to happen, next year's the year to do that. So the video games, that's when we kind of moved into that realm.
Okay.
We said the Oculus will come out with new hardware and it'll sell well. They did. They came out with the Crystal Cove. It's still pretty hardcore for no, that's not true. It's still for developers, but it's a lot less for developers than the original Oculus was. And it has sold very well, you know, for what it is. I kind of get the sense that that's not exactly what I meant.
Yeah, and they had one very big sale as well.
Yes, and I think that changed their plans, honestly. I think they felt like they needed to put out hardware to keep the money coming in, and as soon as they had their sugar daddy, it became obvious that, no, we can continue just iterative, and, you know, we can continue working and developing and making something so that it's not just an iterative improvement, so that it's a big deal when it comes out and it is a huge success.
Mm.
We said the PlayStation 4 will have sold the most units. We were right. I decided to help them out this year in achieving that goal, and I'm so far not displeased with that. But we said that long term, the Xbox One beats the PS4, and It's just the price point. And yeah, we did say it was because the Kinect was a better, like, was going to help sell more stuff. Yeah, we actually cited that as the reason.
More like the opposite.
Yeah. We got the
better machine.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, hey, we're still, it's funny. We started doing our, you know, tracking the corporate opera with video games like 7 years ago or whatever it was, long time ago. That's like really where it started. Bless you. Thank you. Sometime in that period, we stopped paying attention to video games and the video game culture. And it's only been in the last year that I'm catching up. I'm like, I'm starting to think that way again. I'm getting back into the, oh yeah, this is how it works. We said that Nintendo will continue to peter along, and that Smash Bros. Will move Wii U system, just not the way that everybody was kind of hoping it would. And then we also said the Steam Machine will not sell very well this year, but I'm going to buy one.
Well, it did not sell very well this year. We'll give you that.
It did not sell very well, and that is why I did not buy it. Just going to miss the boat on that. But, you know, hey, this year I'm feeling much more confident. We didn't even predict what video games were going to come out because we were like, we don't even know. Like, how are we supposed to know? Like, we don't play video games. So this year I'm at least going to have one video game that I predict is not two or three. And then, yeah. So next we talked about Hewlett-Packard. We said that they were in the fourth, they were going to be in year four, the 5-year turnaround.
Yeah.
They would be a return to profiting, which is kind of true, yeah. We said they'd have a bunch of new product launches, which very true.
Semi-true, yeah.
And we said they'd launch an Android phone.
That did not happen.
I don't think, let me say, they didn't launch a phone at all, right?
Nope, no phones. Just more tablets.
Meg Whitman had us fooled on that one. She kept saying she wanted to do something along those lines, and we believed her. We did not predict the split up of HP.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Missed.
Well,
that
they were on the whole like one HP better together mantra, and then it was like the next day. Just kidding.
Yeah, right. So that whole thing is not true. We said Microsoft, they'd get a new CEO. That seemed pretty obvious.
By that was point. Easy.
Yeah. Yep. We didn't dare name anyone because we said that he would probably be some sort of chief executive of some level, but he would be a no-name that nobody had ever heard of.
So, boom.
I feel like that counts.
Yeah.
If we're getting an A on the Oculus purchase, we're getting an A on that one. We said that, so it's funny, you could tell we had gotten kind of late into the night by this point because we were less predicting and more generalizing thoughts. So we talked about Snapchat really briefly. We said they were going to keep growing throughout the next year, but they really needed an adult. And I think although the CEO is still the CEO, and I still think they need an adult, I think he's got an adult, a team of adults around him now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're continuing to grow, despite him. And, you know, we're seeing that success. You decided to make a bold, prediction about what the market was going to do at large.
Did I?
Yes, you did. And I expect another one this year because.
Okay.
You said that stocks would go up. The markets would be up in general.
Nailed it.
You said there would be at least a 10-point correction at some point in the year.
I don't remember if I got that right or not.
Yeah, that one felt like it would have been a bigger deal if it had happened. But there was a correction, just not as big as you were expecting.
Well, there was that slow start because of all the snowstorms. I don't know if that counts, but that wasn't what I was thinking of.
Yeah. You actually said you wanted a bigger than 10-point correction. You thought that wouldn't be important, but
I do.
The markets, but you said in general, at the end of the year, the markets would be good and everybody would be fat and happy.
It's true.
And then, so finally, I'll kind of wrap this section up with what we said were general tech trends. And, you know, didn't necessarily correlate to a specific company or drama that was going on. We said graphene was going to be a big deal this year. We're going to keep talking about it,
yeah.
More and more manufacturable, and this year will be more promising than last year. That's all absolutely true and way more boring than I thought it would be. I don't know why I was like, but I was really hoping for an actual sellable product, I think was what I was kind of waiting for. But yeah, we keep coming up with new things to do with graphene. It keeps proving to be manufacturable in ways that other materials like carbon nanotubes haven't been. But at the same time, it's just nobody actually came out with a product. So I don't know what to make of that. I feel like we were right, but, you know, I was really hoping for fireworks. We got no fireworks.
Sorry.
That's all right. We said solar was going to be a big deal. Insofar as, like, kind of – so one of the things we talked about actually was the idea that buildings are being built for solar, but not with solar. So sure. The idea that new houses and stuff, people aren't going out and buying solar. They're still – they want the best price per square foot that they can get, and solar takes away from that. But solar city style companies – are going to grow and continue to grow because as an addition, once you're already moved in and you've got the house and you're trying to add value, they make a lot of sense, especially with SolarCity, where their entire strategy is basically they're a bank loaning you the money and you pay them back as though they were just a power company. And so it's, you know, over the course of 10 years, it doesn't cost you anything effectively. It doesn't feel like it costs you anything. And they kind of manage everything and make it seem seamless. And that's kind of where we predicted the solar markets going this year. And they seemed to do precisely that. We said home automation was going to be a huge deal this year.
It was big in my home.
I was big in the industry. I think that one we clearly said it was going to happen and it happened.
So my parents are visiting right now and because of some blow-up bed leakage issues, our dad ended up sleeping on the couch. And it was like the middle of the night, I suddenly went, this will be interesting because the Christmas tree lights are on an automatic timer, so are the outside lights. So is my thermostat now, which is set to turn on relatively early. And my fire... alarm has a little, you know, auto motion detection light on it. And there's just a bunch of things in my house now that just happen automatically.
Right.
And, you know, which was like last time you visited, nope, none of that. Now, granted, in like a week, the lights thing will be gone, but
yeah.
You know, but it was just this idea of like, yeah, a lot of home automation going on.
Yeah, and we said that the light bulbs were going to be the big one, that it all starts with light bulbs. Just like, and I thought this was cool. We actually said it all starts with light bulbs and sort of controlling of lights because that's where power started. We drew the analogy that people brought electricity to their houses for home lighting, and then they started using it for other types of, you know, things like the heating of water or
blenders.
Stoves or we moved to, you know, computers. But really it started with home lighting and that's where we thought automation was going to start too for that reason, which I thought was a cool analogy. And I'll have to remember that I came up with that idea. James, you boldly predicted very confidently that you would have your Lockatron in 2014.
Oh my gosh. You know what? According to Lockatron's website, I should have already received it. But
oh, really?
According to the blog updates, no, not anytime soon.
Yeah, that one was pretty funny to hear.
It just hurts.
You just like, yeah, you were like, I'll be able to tell you what my Lockatron is like by then. Okay.
I don't even know if I'm going to get it next year. That's how like I'm like, I don't even know now.
Yeah, I know.
Just annoying.
That is annoying.
Lame.
Yeah, I wish we'd. I wish we hadn't talked about a home automation so late, because that was where we were getting into. We were fully into the fourth hour, which we'd already been talking for 3 hours when we were talking about this. And you could tell we were just a little bit like, yeah, okay, can we be done with this yet? Because we didn't come up with any specifics other than those, and I feel like there was more there that we could have predicted. But that's all right. We said there'd be more electric cars announced and coming to the market. That's clearly been true, demonstrably true. We said that there would be serious consequences to servers and cloud companies because of NSA backdoors, which kind of said that off the cuff and has been huge, actually. It's, you know, it's enough that it's actually galvanized Microsoft and Google and Apple and a lot of your big companies to action to try to prevent that stuff overseas, because it's basically making it impossible for them to sell their products abroad. And so they're really fighting hard, at least internationally, to the data on their servers. And they're really having to go out of their way to prove to the international community that, hey, we are not going to be the gatekeepers for the NSA to spy on the world. And yeah, and then that definitely has allowed other companies to grow at huge rates that you wouldn't think had a chance. And it's been kind of a curveball to the whole thing. We said we'd keep on working on going to Mars, but we will not be going to Mars in 2014, which, yes.
Yep.
Got that one. We did say, despite my prediction of an 8-hour battery for the Apple Watch, we said that there would be no battery power breakthroughs in 2014. But okay.
So you had that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, two questions that ask the same thing on a true false, and you just go for half credit. And then we kind of rounded it off with our sort of most general of tech predictions, and that we would see another year of incremental mind-blowing improvement. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, that does. And it sounds just as unappealing as that, as what you just said.
Exactly. Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, that was boring. So what do you think?
Dude, I'm so pumped for next week now.
I know.
Man. But I
You gotta grade yourself.
Yeah, like you said, very clearly we were highly specific at the beginning and then less so at the end. Which was probably a factor on energy levels, which will be interesting for next week.
It's twofold. Number one, we tend to predict things that we're very confident about early on, and we were tired. So it's just we had a better sense. But, yeah, I agree. It'll be better next week.
I hope so. From an entertainment standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, I think we did good. You know, I almost don't want to give myself an A minus just because apparently that's what we do. I'm gonna go with an A. Just a solid. I think we did a good job. You know, sure there were some places that we missed, and I would say a dark spot is definitely on the Google side of the world. But man, in general, not bad at all.
Agree with you. I actually think I was a little bit surprised, to be totally honest. My gut, I think looking back before listening to the show, was that this was a weak year. I actually didn't think we were going to do this. It's funny how like you could make these really bold proclamations and then just the twists and turns of the year make you feel like, oh, we totally got that wrong. But when you look back, you're like, I get it right. I actually had this feeling of this is probably worse than we've done in the past. But I think in retrospect, this is probably the best we've done. I'm going to give us an uncurved B on this.
All right.
I think the biggest one that we just completely missed, honestly, was Apple Pay. Like, we just, Google.
Well, we missed Apple Pay and, Android Wear.
Yeah.
We were just off on Google across the board.
Yeah, we predicted Gmail would stay. I can't believe how close we came to losing Gmail. I just can't even believe it. It's astounding to me. I can't believe they almost did. It's funny. If they had done that to Google Gmail and I had listened to if Gmail had been replaced with fully been replaced with Inbox like they had originally intended, I think I would have had to leave Google. I think I would have had to break up. They did it to me 2 years in a row. Like, I honestly think if they had done that, the company, they're fully off the rails. There literally is no predicting what's on the chopping block next. Like seriously, at this point, I'm sitting there thinking, like, I'm asking.
Search
is dead. Lastly, that's where their biggest revenue is, but that's a terrible problem because, I don't want to get too predicty, but, people have been talking a long time about what is the future of search. How is it? Does it look as the future of the revenue model? And at some point, they got to start making money somewhere else because we're not going to need search forever, and not in the capacity that we have it now. Yeah, and so you ask that same question of it's like, what is the productivity suite? What is the point where they sit there and they go, it's not just good enough to be able to read all of your professional documents, but which is kind of creepy to realize that they probably do. Certainly do. Well, at what point, I don't know. I get this weird sense of like, man, really, anything is on the table. And you can't expect to rely on this company. It makes me nervous, man. It makes me nervous that I'll be totally honest with you. Like the whole, just the difficulty of predicting what they're going to do. It's funny. You talk about in economics, the worst thing you can in most business owners I talk to, they don't hate, it's like whether they're Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter. The one thing they don't want is uncertainty, and Google is a mountain of uncertainty. If you really take an honest look at them, and Microsoft isn't, Apple is not, Facebook isn't compared to Google. Like, what the heck is that? Like,
true.
How is Facebook more predictable than Google at this point? It's going to be an interesting 2015, I think. I don't want to make 2016 predictions for Google, but I feel almost like I could. that's extra credit. That is solidly extra credit.
Well, part of that is Google, honestly more transparent about their moonshot stuff than anything else.
Yeah.
Especially this year. And so you do feel like you can make a better commentary on their future business than you can on their current business.
Yeah.
Well, the current business, it does seem like a total, like, I don't know what they're doing, which probably speaks more to the Larry Page focus. Focuses a lot more on the long term and lets the businesses deal with their short term stuff. And so you just don't hear about it. That's probably a big piece of it. So, anyways.
One of the articles that I looked at as I was doing review was Google, or it was Larry Page talking about Google 2.0 and that he really wants Google to become this thing that builds cities, not search algorithms. That's to him the future of Google as a company.
I get it.
And search finances that, and it is, it is the computer from Star Trek, and so it's part of this bigger thing, but what does that mean? How does that look like? And it makes their short-term much more convoluted than their long term, which is the, you know, and when you juxtapose that to Apple, which pretty much all you can be certain about is their short term, if you can be certain about anything.
Yeah, true.
You know, their long term is completely obfuscated.
That's fascinating how they're just opposite like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Definitely a thought-provoking retrospective. It was a cool year, I think. And I, like you said, I'm excited to make some bets next year. I guess in conclusion, I give us a uncurved B. But because we're predicting the future, definitely an A. That was we're kicking the butt of everybody else that does this, though. That's the one thing I'm going to say, man. We just mollywomp everybody else. Like, that is the thing I am most sure of. It drives me nuts that we can't, like, push this podcast, like, this next the prediction things out to everybody. Because, like, how can we not turn this into a billion-dollar business? It feels like we just – you can't predict – you can't get it that right every year – and not be making more money. It just doesn't seem possible.
I understand. Well, you know what? Maybe I'm just going to put it out there as an idea. You know, now that the Robinhood app is out and we both signed up and we got some money sitting in the account, we get a little more interesting next week. Yeah.
Now you're talking real money. my transfer is still pending, which is a little bit disconcerting. But I was much further down on it. I think when they realized that they had these huge numbers, they just let a lot of people in and then put them into that pending category, and so they could,
like, you're in a new holding, so
exactly.
Mine went through, dude. I can start buying anytime.
Yeah, I put more money in, too, than you, too. Like, you'd think they'd want me, because I can actually afford Google.
Yeah, that's true.
Although, evidently, I won't be buying that one, because...
That's funny.
Yeah, so...
Well, cool, man. Thanks for the recap and doing that. I do appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Man, super interesting. Yeah, I know you did enjoy it. Man, it's just like... That was cool. I think we did well. It was a good year. It was a good year. I'm ready for next year for sure. And and we'll be talking about that next week and where we think it's all headed, and that'll be good. It'll be accurate, I should say. And
yeah,
that's what we do here. And yeah. How about you? Any closing thoughts about the year in general?
A very good year for me, and I'm definitely looking forward to 2015, and I got some cool stuff on the horizon, I actually think 2015 is going to be a really good year. I get the feeling that...
Wait, for you personally, or...
In general, from my perspective of the world, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be making a lot of money. I think we are at the tenor peak of a business cycle right now. And I don't know if tenor peak is what the phrase I was looking for, but
I have no idea what that means.
It's the, you know, like at the peak where like the, everybody's like vibrating I'm going to have to look at the, it makes me feel like an idiot when I do stuff like that. Just make up phrases, but we are at the peak of the business cycle, I think. Your money and companies taking bold steps and more acquisitions, and I get the feeling that maybe this won't be as exciting as 2007, but it'll be one of the more exciting years since then.
All right, fair enough. I guess we'll just have to live it to find out.
All right. We'll predict it officially next week, and then
you won't
have to live it. We'll go to hell.
So stay tuned for next week. We're going to give a whole bunch of predictions. It'll be good. As for right now, thank you, everybody, for joining us. We really do appreciate you guys for listening. Don't forget to check out furloughbros.com. There's not going to be a lot of links this week. But, you know, if you did hear something, you can always – the trick is to go to Google and do furloughbros.com, give a space, and then enter in whatever company or topic that you want. And Google's smart enough just to show you results from our website. I think we might even have a search bar on our site too, but Google's the easiest way. That's what I always do. And so, you know, don't forget to, like I said, don't forget to go to furloughbros.com. Check all of those links out throughout the last year. So, everybody, I am James Furlough. My, I forget, what did you do this week?
Christmas. Santa sighting.
My, yeah, that's right. My Santa slain brother.
Just go with it. Just keep it. Just go. Just go with it. Don't even.
All right. It is Matthew Furlough, and so we will talk next time. Thank you.